بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، الحمد لله. We are on the 42nd part of spiritual discourses and we are discussing the objects on which pride is shown. Last week we spoke about, due to pride, that Nimrod and Pharaoh, they claimed Ilahut. Now the second category class is pride upon the Anbiya alayhi salam. The reason is that one thinks himself greater than the Anbiya and therefore does not follow them. Out of ignorance he thinks that his words are true. A certain man said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall we have faith in people like us? They used to say, you are a man like us. Had they come down to them an angel? Allah says about Pharaoh, he and his soldiers wandered proudly on the earth. He expressed haughtiness over Allah and over all his Anbiya. Musa alayhi salam told Pharaoh, take faith and your country will remain yours. Pharaoh said, I will consult Haman in this matter. He consulted with Haman, who said, you are our Rabb. People worship you. If you bring faith in Allah, you will be a slave and worship another. Then Pharaoh denied to worship Allah and he denied to follow Musa alayhi salam. See, the basic reason is that a person, he does not want to follow the Anbiya alayhi salam because of the inner pride. Why must I follow? And all these objections are there recorded in Quran Kareem. By the former and the latter people who denied their various Anbiya alayhi salam. And they think their words are true out of ignorance. And people told the Anbiya alayhi salam, amongst things, that why must we follow you? You are a man. Why must we follow you? You are a man who walks in the bazaar. Why must we follow you? Why Allah sent a man? Why he did not send an angel? And the reason is very simple, that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent an angel, then the people will say that he is an angel. How can we follow angels? They are not like us. They are innocent. They do not have any temperament, emotions, sentiments. They are not a gender, male or female. They have got no requirements, needs. They do not have the requirements of eating. They do not have the requirements of passing urine and stool. They are not natural. They are created from celestial light. So just to create an objection, because the reason is they do not want to follow. Like, unfortunately, to a lesser degree, these days, people do not want to follow the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making 100 excuses, 1,000 excuses. And the saying is famous, that if you do not want to follow, you make 1,000 excuses. You will find people today in positions of power. They are the owners of the business. They are the controllers of their business, metaphorically. But they do not dress like Muslims. They do not adorn the beard. There is no pressure. In so many countries, like our country also, South Africa, that you can wear the hijab, walk around freely, no one will harm you, hurt you. You can perform your salat anywhere, everywhere, no one will harm you, hurt you. You can dress with your kurta, mama, everything. No one is going to, inshallah, harm you. People may make a side remark here and there, call the ladies ninjas, they call the men Osama. Oh, they will talk among themselves, or this person is a terrorist, but not directly. Yeah, alhamdulillah, that a person can adorn the beard, wear the beard, but why he doesn't do it? Excuse upon excuse, petty excuses. And these so-called Pharaoh and etc., they did not want to follow because they felt following is humiliation, following is disgraceful, following is lowering oneself. And this is where their destruction arose. Because a person does not want to bow down, he wants other people to bow to him. A person does not want to be subservient, he wants others to be subservient to him. A person does not want to receive commandments and injunctions, he wants to give the commandments and injunctions. A person like Pharaoh, he does not want to worship, he wants others to worship him. That's why he and his soldiers were wandering proudly on the earth, because they expressed haughtiness over Allah and over the apostles, over the Anbiya. And every time when there was this 9 difficulties which via Musa alayhi salam came unto Pharaoh, the frogs and the blood and the locust and the rain and the thunder, all that when it came, and every time it came, Pharaoh came begging to Musa alayhi salam and saying, see, make dua to your Rabb that it goes away and then I will follow you. Every time Musa alayhi salam made dua and that particular calamity went away, Pharaoh was back onto haughtiness. He was back onto the pedestal of pride and arrogance. And that's why Musa alayhi salam told him that bring iman, your country will remain yours. So when he went, Pharaoh went to Haman, his chief whip and chief courtier and counselor, chief minister. And he said to Musa, no, I'll consult with Haman. And when he consulted with Haman, Haman told him that you are our Rabb. Now a proud person wants to hear this. His ears, this is like music to him. This was like music to Pharaoh, that Haman told him that you are our Rabb. Because this inflates a person. This takes a proud person to another level. That is why unfortunately you find today also people, when you praise them, they inflate, they burst. And when they burst, they become oppressive. This is exactly what happened to Pharaoh. Because Haman whispered in his ears that, listen, you are our Rabb. People worship you. That means you do not bow down to someone. You do not bow down to the Rabb of Musa alayhi salam and Harun alayhi salam. Because when you bow down, you are subservient. You will lose your status, position, honor, glory, power, might. And all this is spinning in the mind of Pharaoh. That yes, it's making sense what Haman is saying. That if I have to worship, then who's going to worship me? That I'm not Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. That I am not the great Rabb. I'm not the lofty Rabb. And this is going to hurt his heart, his emotions, his feelings, his pride now comes forth. And Haman told him, if you bring iman in Allah, you will be a slave. And secondly, you will worship another. That is why you find in our kalima very clearly, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. See, the word Abd is coming first, then Rasul is coming. Ulama have discussed this academically in detail about Abdiyat and recite it. And that when they told Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why are you exerting yourself so much in tahajjud salat that your feet are becoming swollen? Then what did he say? That shall I not be a abdul shakura? That should I not be a grateful servant? Should I not be a grateful slave? Should I not be a grateful bondsman? Should I not be a one who is displays my gratefulness? Now he is Sayyidul Anbiya, chief of the Anbiya, head of the Anbiya. So what he does, that he puts himself into all these acts of ibadat, of standing until his feet become swollen, to show that he is the obedient servant. Anbiya alayhi salam were the obedient servants of Allah Rabbul Izzat. See Ibrahim alayhi salam, abdiyat. When Allah Ta'ala told him, see, leave Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and leave Ismail alayhi salam in the barren desert where there is no food and water in quantity. Leave them and go. Go and strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards the Palestine area. Going through Gaza, he went away. Now, obedient. And when he comes back, then after trials and tribulation, they, when he was thrown into the fire, when the malaika came and told him, say, we put it off. He said, as long as my Rabb knows my condition, I'll be safe. That's why the fire was told that cool. Kuli baradan wa salamuna ala Ibrahim. That become, O fire, become. Ya naru, kuli baradan wa salamuna ala Ibrahim. O fire, become cool in a place of safety and tranquility for our Ibrahim alayhi salam. Any trial, when he came back, the instruction was given. Now slaughter yourself. No hesitation. Both father and son, both Nabis of Allah, were ready for sacrifice, obedience. Anything, Musa alayhi salam was told, go and look for Khizr. He went, no objections. And all the Anbiya alayhi salam were never disobedient, never ever disobedient to Allah's orders. Whatever Allah told them, and especially when it came to delivering the message, they delivered it completely. Contrary to what, remember, the Shia say, that the Anbiya alayhi salam, especially Khomeini says, that they failed in their missions, in their duty and responsibility of delivering the message. Especially Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they say he failed in nominating a successor. MazAllah, Allah Ta'ala save us from all this nonsense and rubbish and kalimati kufriya statements, blasphemous statements. And then Firaun did not want to become a slave, did not want to become a worshipper. Pharaoh denied to worship Allah, and then second, to follow Musa alayhi salam. These people who claim that they do not want to follow the Anbiya, they do not want to play second fiddle. They do not want to come under the command of someone else. And when a person does not want to come under the command of the Anbiya alayhi salam, in any era, every era, that person is utterly destroyed. Allah will ruin that person because he thinks he is the maker of the law. He is the inventor of the law. Allah is our creator. Allah is our Rabb. Allah knows what is best for us, and Allah has kept it in the Sharia for us. So we should not play smart. We should just follow the Sharia. Atiyu Allah wa atiyu Rasul wa ulil amr minkum. That may yutiw Allah wa Rasulahu, faqad faza fawzan azima. Whosoever follows Allah and His Rasul will definitely attain a great success. So in following the Rasul, who gets the commandments from Allah, injunctions from Allah, therein lies our success. In the success of Firaun was in following Musa alayhi salam. He did not do that out of pride. He was destroyed. If we do not follow the Anbiya, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will be destroyed. Allah grant us ability to follow Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.